Face needs opening up. Look inside, feel what needs to be felt. There are choices you can make, the humble ones of the poor.
It's about noon o'clock, and you know where your brain is. Right here. It's you and me, man, hanging out. That was new from the Bug Club, and that was All the Scariest Monsters Live in London. And then one-man band, the fabulous Go-Go Boy from Alabama, doing If I Can't Be Your Man, Can I Be Your Monster? Then we heard two very beautiful, smooth, monstery tunes. Leticia said, yeah, from a Stereo Lab, doing Another Monster. And Tim Booth, originally from the band James, doing Monsters. And there's some nice monster songs out there. Should I tell you anything? You don't need to know anything. We're going to get into more monster stuff. King of the Monsters, Man the Raster Man. So, and by the way, if you want some downloads of this stuff, you know you can. Go to zomboco.com. I have all my shows up there. You can download them and stream them and then throw them into the garbage. There you go. Or cherish them like jewels and pass them down to your family and your family's family until they're listening around the campfire in the dark, in the middle of this burnt, scorched tundra of earth. And they're opening the last can of beets that have been expired for 80 years. And they're sharing. And they open it up and they find out it's actually that gelled beets. It's actually cranberry sauce, which is really frightening. But if it is the last actual processed food that your family's family enjoy around the campfire, which is probably done from like an old pallet. Yeah. So they're all around there in their rags and they're listening to the Zombo thinking, man, that was a golden era. That was a golden era. My family's family before me, they just squandered that good time. And that's a good thing. And remember, it ain't so bad to squander. King of Monsters! Man has to run something on your brain.
We'll be right back.
You go with that, and that was She's a Monster, and that was by the Stems. And I got a surprise for you in a minute. This is awesome. It just kind of ties into a lot of what's going on here. Do this. Let me see, what else did we play here? What else did I play? What else did you listen to if you were listening? We heard the band called Be Back doing Monster, and Man or Astro Man doing King of the Monsters, and probably some dead surf guys doing Surf Monster Stomp. So, gotta get into this. This is interesting. This ties in with Night of the Living Dead. So, there's a song I'm gonna play called The Monster Dance by Parliament and Funkadelic. And this is an interesting story. This is from the TV show Tales from the Tour Bus. I love this story. So, this is George Clinton talking about something interesting while they were near Pittsburgh.
We was on the road right outside of Pittsburgh, high as hell, tripping or something, going to the show. And Billy Bates, he was always looking for a shorter route.
I did used to find all kinds of shortcuts.
And we'd run around this block, ain't it gonna take this shortcut. And so we come around this corner and bang, zombies everywhere, coming straight towards us. We didn't know what in front was happening. Because we was high on LSD. They scared me so bad. I was peeing in my pants and screaming.
Turns out Billy had driven the band through Evans City, Pennsylvania. No one ever told George it was the set location for the film Night of the Living Dead.
How about that?
We got the hell out of there. But to this day, I still think that shit was weird.
I told you I had to play that. That was a clip of George Clinton. I had to do that. For Night of the Living Dead. That is for reals. And here's Parliament doing the monster dance. Nice segue.
Sound like a dance to me. Ooh, who said that? Bring it to the dance floor, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Yeah, last step. Is around. Do you want to dance?
We'll show you how.
We can show you how.
Do you want to dance? How you want to dance?
Yeah. It's up to you. Clap your feet and get up on the rhythm till you find the beat. You move down and up and back and forth and get up on the groove till you find the chorus. Jump the night, a rapper's delight. Oops, almost not quite. Rock it out, I'll have you forgot. This boogie woogie baby put you on top.
Do you want to dance?
What? Now you can roll skate, don't be late. From the boogie woogie there's no escape. Or have you forgot? This boogie woogie baby put you on top. How do you like your dance floor? Over easy? Well, I like man, well done. Hey! You can pop it out. Or have you forgot? This boogie woogie baby put you on top.
Do you want a day?
You can pop it out. Or have you forgot? This boogie woogie baby put you on top. I'll take man, well done. You don't have to call me Rapper's Delight. Just call me Delightful.
This is your chance, baby. This is your dance. Don't bring me down. The funk.
idea who did this, but it's called Monster Island. You get that? I don't know who did it, but it doesn't matter because you don't care either. Oh, before that, though, we heard Parliament doing the Monster Dance, and I had to play that clip from Mike Judge, the guy who did Beavis and Butthead. He did an amazing series called Tales from the Tour Bus, which he did one whole section on funk, one whole section on country. Nice series. You can see clips of it on the YouTube. That's where I played that off of. But I love that story about George Clinton and Parliament leaving Pittsburgh, getting lost in Evans City. This was probably, what, 60? This is when then they were Parliament at that time. Getting lost and then driving through the set of Night of the Living Dead. I asked people about that. Nobody really remembers that because it probably just happened real quick. Here comes a station wagon with a bunch of guys in it, and they freak out and they take off. So it's kind of understandable how that probably happened a lot. There's some great stories that I get, and that is happening this weekend. Night of the Living Dead 55th anniversary celebration, and I will be going there, emceeing and interviewing zombies. So I seem to get some of the best gigs in town. So I get to interview a lot of the original zombies, and that is happening at Evans City at the Steamfitters Convention Center, which is brand new. And it's really nice. I guarantee that building will never burn down because it's a Steamfitters thing, and they steamed a bunch of fitters in there. So if anything happens. So I gotta hand it to the Melnick. Another stroke of genius from the Melnick. So the Melnick lets me know, hey, you have any Monstruo songs, which is Spanish for monster. And I get a ton of great stuff. I forgot Spanish monster tunes. You can thank the Melnick for these bad boys. Here's El Monster Surfing Time by Los Peregrinos Negros.
We'll be right back. noche oscura di terrible star. En el castillo embrujado empezó a gritar. Los monstruos peligrosos, Frankenstein y Batman, comieron quesadillas y vampiro en pepián. Si son...
¡Qué monstruos!
¡Qué monstruos son! ¡Oh, terrible!
¡Qué monstruos son!
¡Au! Bailaba la llorona en los pasos de Aquaman y Drácula volaba al compás de cha-cha-cha. Morticia se penaba con carrete y guarras, mientras que el hombre lobo ayudaba sin cesar. ¡Sí son!
¡Qué monstruos!
¡Terrible!
¡Au!
Los zombies se han divertido. La fiesta había comenzado. Los invitados incluyen el hombre lobo, Drácula y sus hijos. ¡Sí son! Monstruos. Terrible.
¡Au!
Después el gato loco, la luna contempló, labrando el pobrecito, maullando se quedó, con rebanadas de ave, moreo de indigestión, el pobre gatito murió, murió, murió. Si son.
¡Qué monstruos!
¡Qué monstruos! ¡Terrible!
¡Qué monstruos!
¡Au! Bailaba la llorona en los brazos de Aquaman y Drácula volaba el compás de cha-cha-cha. Morticia se penaba con tarjeta y guantarras, mientras que el hombre lobo ayudaba sin cesar. Mi estimado varón de terror, ¿ha comido sus sesos hoy? Drácula, ¿le gustaría un poco de sangrita? Yo nunca beber sangrita. Hombre lobo, mi amigo, ¿cómo te gusta la fiesta? Vuelve, hombre lobo, vuelve. Atrás, atrás. No, no. Ayúdame, Igor, ayúdame.
El Monstruo Masterpiece. Una. By Los Straight Jackets with the Fleshtones and Southern Culture on the Skids. Los Monstruos Higos. Monster Mash. That was the Espanol version of Monster Mash. Hey, that all set. Melnick's Brainchild. Fabulous idea. Spanish monster songs. Monstruo. And we heard the Beastmen before that doing El Menico contra El Monstruo. And three versions of Hey Monstruo. We heard Los Monstruos do it. And we heard Los Twang Marvels do it. And Captain Cannavricola started that out with Hey Monstruo. And we had El Monstruo Surfing Time by Los Porcrinos Negros. How about that? I'm pretty good at the fake accent. Don't you think so? I think so, too. Samba right in your brain. Woo-wee! 15 minutes to go. And we had us a journey today. We had us some fun. We had us a time. Yes, we did. We enjoyed this little 3 hours of the space-time continuum playing monster music for you. And next week, we will wind Halloween season down, even though I know Halloween season is every freaking day here in Pittsburgh. But this is the official, where everybody kind of folds up their Steelers jerseys just for a couple days and puts on some Halloween stuff. Then they're back with the other costume, dressing up like football players. That's like a costume. All right, what do we got here? We have got, so it's going to be nice. This weekend, I will be up in Evan City interviewing zombies. I'll be hosting the 55th anniversary of Night of the Living Dead. Somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to do it. I'll be there, and a lot of the cast is gonna be there. Yeah, Myra, who is the little girl with the thing that stabbed her mom, she's gonna be there. Just all the zombies, the monsters will all be there. Yeah, it'll be fun, and they're really nice people. I gotta admit, they are just real down the earth or under down the earth. Folks, and it's always fun to do that. So I will be up there doing that all weekend. Actually, it starts at 3:00 today. So I dashed in here to do this, and then I got to dash up here to do that. Hey, it beats real work. Beats real work. All right, let's wind down with a few more monster tunes. And thanks to the Melnick, I have enough music for next week. So I was I had about a 15-20 minute gap where I did not know even if I could like yak and talk and rant and not have to find any more music. But now I'm good. It is all good. Sigh of relief in my world. Let's play Monster Island by the Black Rats. And you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. I should tell you something, too. I should tell you something. You know I should. What could I tell you? Now that we got some of these new PSAs. What's this one? Okay, here we go. Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross brings help and hope to people in need. So let's wait 8 minutes. There you go. Thanks to the support of everyday heroes like you, even though the word heroes has really been destroyed. Word hero, patriotism, and freedom have absolutely been decimated. But hey, they're just words, right? The Red Cross is able to respond to disaster, and you know this is all in caps too. They have cap lock on this, so they must have been. I'm not going to scream this because it's just screaming at me. Red Cross is able to respond to disasters big and small. You should never put it all in caps. Support military families. Help ensure blood is available when needed. And teaching life-saving skills like CPR and first aid. They never should have put this in all caps. They asking for it. Be a hero. Donate today. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. And let that be a lesson to you. Never put your PSA in all caps because it gets me all double twisted up and excited. Monster Island, the Black Rat, Zombo RCT.
Yeah. dig this Rio Grande show for a crazy thriller. It's Monsters a Go-Go. A horror thriller with the Go-Go beat. Live on stage from Hollywood. See Monsters a Go-Go. Monsters a Go-Go. Monsters a Go-Go. Monsters a Go-Go.
Daddy. That was probably featured on the Mad Daddy show, henceforth that little little tag on the end of that. Mad Daddy, crazy cool DJ out of Cleveland in the 1950s. And yeah, one of those dudes, man. One of those dudes, one of my inspirations, one of the things. Yeah. I hear you loud and clear. That was the Fabulous Five doing Janie made the Monster. And before that, we heard the Black Rats doing Monster Island. Very nice. Very nice. Going to wind down the show similar to how we started off. I have a monster tune by the Russian band Messer Chops. And it's called Monster Forever. And we're going to nail that and just do a momento. Like to thank you guys for tuning in, hanging out. Yeah. I wish I could relax my fur, but I'm off to Evan City to interview zombies. It is an interesting thing, isn't it? Yes. Next week, we will conclude all of the stuff, the monsters, and then get back into the irregularly planned programming, where the month of November, we're going to do all the increments of time. I know it sounds boring, but it will. And then December is always my favorite time of year, because that's when I do my recap of the year. The quarterly reports, or there'll be five of them, although it depends on me how many it's Fridays I come in on December. But it is all the great music I have found was reissued, was given, dug up, brand new. All the greatest music of 2023 that I found, I will unleash for you. the whole entire month of December. But hey, this monster thing was quite a thing. First time I've ever, I've been doing monster themed shows, but it's usually like Dracula's and that. I've never done a solid month of straight up monsters. And I tell you, I'm never going to do it again. No, I can't. Here is Monster Forever by Muscle Chups. Zombo in your brain. And I remain in your brain. Yeah, RCT Pittsburgh. Sorry, Tom. In your monsterific brain. Ah, that's so true, fake Tom. WRCT right here in the pit.
This is G. Gordon Liddy. I urge you to tune in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your FM dial. If you don't, I'll break both your legs.
Time, and don't forget it, there come a time when you regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine, and you want me only after you gone, after you gone.